Thanks for listening to Bravo Group Chat.
Please like, subscribe, and leave us a review.
Follow us on social media at Bravo Group Chat. Hey guys, welcome back to Bravo Group Chat. Today, Kelly and I are going to be chatting all things season 12 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I like never remember what number season things are.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Okay.
So, okay. I don't know if you saw it, but the internet, some Bravo site said the other day that the two best hires in housewife history were Jackie and Jen.
Fuck no.
Like, what?
No. Some people agreed with it in our story when you added it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That is 100%.
How can you even say that when you have people like NeNe Leakes and like,
Do you know what I mean? I really am only just now starting to get to like Jackie.
Yes, same.
I could not stand her at first.
I just think she's like, she's always been too like far up Melissa's ass
for me to enjoy. I think she's just like a bump on a log. Like the girl doesn't even give her husband a blowjob.
She also just doesn't, I don't know. I just feel like she doesn't really give anything.
Same. That's what I mean. She's a bump on a log.
Yeah.
She's boring as fuck. Like, she girlfriend doesn't even fights. Give her a man a blowjob. I'm sorry, but like, how does that marriage last?
Well, I also
like, you gotta suck like, a little D sometimes.
I understand 100%.
Like, we don't love it, right?
Right. But that's not my favorite thing on the menu, but I'll order it from time to time right. In the voice of who says that on Sex and the City. I think Carrie said that on Sex and the City.
That's right.
But I also think like if you're not gonna give your husband blowjobs, like, okay, whatever, but like don't. You should have enough common sense to know not to tell people.
I was going to say, keep that shit to yourself. Yeah, like
you don't share that information. They probably have
really boring missionary sex where she like has to like make sure that she's like completely shaven and don't you think?
Well, I mean, she clearly has in deep-rooted insecurities. So I would imagine that.
Good segue. Let's chat about that. I do feel so awful for anybody. And this is a trigger warning for people, but anybody that deals with eating disorders or body dysmorphia, it is, I think that is a very, very, very sad thing to have to deal with.
It is. And I think it's also hard to understand whenever you don't. Stuff just like addiction or anything,
oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh
like,
yeah, 100%.
She's the first housewife though. And I think we've seen anorexia and eating disorders brought up on Housewives before, yeah. But
mostly
never
with like the kids though.
With the kids, but also I think Taylor Armstrong, I think had a spat of it. Maybe that could have been depression and whatever with her abusing, cheating husband. But this is the first time that we're really learning about it. I mean, going in, her allowing cameras into that therapy, I think she was a, that was her securing her spot for next season.
I agree, but.
Which was nice of her to do.
I agree. However, I do think that it took like a shit ton of courage.
Oh yeah.
For her to do that. And because you can tell like the first like meeting that she had or whatever with like the therapist person, like I think it was a couple episodes ago, you could tell that she was uncomfortable.
Well, 100%. Even that without cameras would be uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think whenever we saw her discussing the options that the people suggested for her. Now, it is common whenever you have a situation like that, where an inpatient type of therapy, whether it be an eating disorder or, you know, psychosis or addiction or anything like that, they're always going to suggest inpatient, live here with us. So I get why that wasn't a viable option for her.
Yeah.
But whenever they like went over the three different options, her wanting to do the simplest, not simplest, the most like non-invasive, I guess, for lack of better words, option. I feel like it kind of even showed how deep-rooted the anorexia was and like, you know, you're scared to start and you're scared to go into inpatient or do these long therapy sessions because then people are going to know about it. Your kids are going to ask questions, and it's not a hidden secret anymore.
You also have to be like, you have to allow yourself to be super vulnerable too. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that she, I think it's something that most people have hard time with.
Yeah.
But like, I think that she's kind of, you know, like a control, more of a controlling personality. And so I think, I mean, obviously she controls what she can with what she eats too. That's like part of it. But I think that that probably giving up some of that control is really, really difficult.
I wonder if the producers, because they're with them multiple months out of the year, see her measuring out her food. And I'm sure wondering they have to.
They're in her house. And
I'm wondering why though, that like, if this is the, if this is a huge talking point of the season, it would have been kind of interesting to see that. I feel like, you know, like watching how the milk, how the cow, how the, what's the phrase, how you, how the cheese gets made, or like how, you know what I mean? Like watching it.
Yeah.
Unfold. You know, yeah. Like watching the things that they do.
I get
do.
What you're saying, but maybe like,
that's too invasive.
Yeah. I mean, they're not friends with these people. Like, yeah, they get into their lives and their homes and whatever, but like, I don't think that a producer would be like, hey, Jackie, why are you measuring your 2 ounces of
lettuce? Well, I feel like I could have seen it happen like as like a clip as well. Like she's in the confessional chair talking about her eating disorder. And then she, her voice is in the background and they're showing a scene of her measuring out almonds or something, like just like something quick like that. You know what I mean? Not like a whole thing about it, but just like a glaze
like
over,
not like breaking the fourth wall like with a producer saying something
okay, just kind I get of like that. An example of it.
I get that,
but yeah, I think it's, and it's, I saw that she was, there was an article out last week about how she's like in recovery now and how she's doing much better, which I think is great.
Did you see that photo that was kind of like circulating on social media of when she was it was from years ago. She was so thin.
Like when her and Evan first met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
her head looked like huge.
I know. And that's usually what happens, but
oh, yeah,
I wonder
how she handled being pregnant.
That too. But I also wonder, like, how does he like not say stuff? Or like, I don't know how that works as someone, I don't know what an eating disorder, like,
I don't
looks
know.
Like to your partner or, you know,
I would imagine that he struggles himself with pushing too far. He probably had said stuff in the past and it started a big blow up fight and maybe it catapults her more into doing it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of better if like, if I sit back, make sure that she's at least eating
right
and not going too far, then it'll keep it. I don't know. You know, you can't like situations like that when you don't know anything
don't
about
know.
It.
Right.
It's like whatever works for one.
We
you
should
know.
Have someone on to speak with us about the eating disorders. That might be interesting.
That would be super interesting.
Because I really don't know much about it, honestly.
No, I don't either.
Like that's probably something that they should teach kids in like high school,
especially in today's day and age all the falsehoods surrounding social media and body editing apps. And like, I mean, high school was hard enough in the early 2000s. I couldn't imagine having to do it today.
Yeah.
Hell no.
No.
Well, switching gears, we'll stay on Jackie and we'll just get all the Jackie chat out.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about her befriending Jen?
I don't know.
I agree. I don't know how I feel about it either.
I felt like they could be friends.
I don't understand. They should have been friends because they came in together and they should have been like,
but they kind of had, buddies. I mean, Jen threw jabs at her last year and, you know, Jackie kind of was kind of getting under her own feet, you know, with like her first couple seasons, but I kind of liked them getting along. Like when they were at Dolores's townhouse,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was kind of, I feel like everybody was like kind of ganging up on Jen, to be honest. And
I mean, it's a long time coming though.
I know. And I get that, but like, I don't think that she's so upset about the affair. I think that she...
No, she's mad it's out. She's mad that now she has to answer to it. She's mad she now has to respond in the way that the public... She's mad. She's worried about being judged for not responding sooner. She's worried about her family. She's worried about her kids.
See, I think it's not her kids are what she cares about the most, because she, like she said one at one point though, like her kids are on social media. We see shit all the time. You can't block everything from every kid's phone that, you know, like you can't block every single media source from your children. They're going to be able to see it. Like her kids are old enough that they're going to be able to see that shit. And now she has to answer to her children saying, oh, daddy cheated on you.
And it's like the perception they will now carry of their father.
Exactly.
And then also like she has, you know, she has teenage boys. Like you don't ever want that. You don't ever want that to be the example.
So like, I did feel bad for her in a way. Did she deserve getting cheated on? No. Did she deserve maybe some of the backlash that she got from the ladies? Maybe.
Well, yeah, you don't get to run your mouth and comment on everyone else's relationship whenever, like, see, that's something to me that like, that's almost karma, because if you're running your mouth though and saying all this shit, when you know in the back of your mind that your family has a dirty little secret.
I know, but here's the thing. They're attacking her. She did nothing wrong. She was the victim in this.
Right.
So they're it's misdirected.
I get that. I get that. But I think that what isn't misdirected is
they're just getting like back at her basically.
Which is childish. But I think that's also why Jackie is like the bigger person. You can tell she's educated and she's mature.
Yes.
And she was like, okay, on a human scale, I feel bad for you.
Yep.
I know this sucks. I'll be here for you.
Yes.
And we saw Margaret get to that point too.
I do not like Margaret this season at all.
See, not the Marge, the Marge for me, I feel like
I think she's being a bully.
She's definitely stirring up some shit, but I also think that let's look at the remaining cast. No one else is going to go after Teresa. Jen's her loyal soldier. Dolores is a lifelong friend. Melissa ain't going down that road again. Jackie's already been down that road. So been there, done that. Margaret is the only one who is going to be like, fuck it. I'll do it. I'll say what no one wants to say. I know, but like someone's got to do it.
But also like all of the other, we can segue into this now. All of the shit that they're saying about like Louis, like who the fuck cares? Everybody has a fucking past. I'm sorry, but like, I don't understand. Do I think that Teresa is somewhat a little bit love blind? Yes. But I don't think that everybody needs to be bringing shit up that's like, oh, he did this in his past and he had this ex-girlfriend and da 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 da.
No,
like,
you're 100% right.
Why do we care about that?
That is all just like for the show. Yeah. That is all just noise that is bound to come when you are dating Teresa Giudice. And it's also like, this all started too when they started filming. Like in their off season, nothing's going on really.
And I've been seeing stuff about people. So I posted a picture of Gia yesterday on our Instagram.
Yes.
And I actually deleted two comments because they were not nice.
What did they?
Some random followers.
Okay.
Said that, I don't remember exactly what the whole phrase was, but it says something like, G needs to shut her fucking mouth, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, we don't need this negativity. So I deleted it.
Triggered much?
Yeah, right. And then there was another comment that said something like, she needs to get off my TV. No one wants to see her. She doesn't need to be on the show. And I'm like, what? Okay.
It's whatever. Because she's young, she's hot, and she's out here.
Yeah.
Is she
sticking up for her mom?
And she's getting everything she has because she's been on Housewives for so long. But hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yep.
That's fucking life.
Exactly.
And that's just jealousy.
Her fight with Joe pissed me the fuck off. Okay. I'm sorry, but you should not be talking to your fucking niece like that.
You also shouldn't be talking to your uncle like that.
I agree. But she was sticking up for her mother, which, I mean, neither of them were in the right, but he's an older adult. He should have stepped back.
But here's the thing though. What what comes the point where if you're your child, your niece, whatever, claims to be an adult, wants to be treated like an adult, can act towards you as an adult, and then you're supposed to just, I mean, there's like a level of like, you don't cross with a kid or yeah. some, your like niece or nephew or child, but like, I feel like, I don't think he was too out of line. I really don't. And I think it's because
I don't think that the his way, yelling was appropriate.
I get that.
I mean, and I'm also just like not a yeller when it, like, I'm not a fighter anyway, but I think that like when people yell, like he was like screaming and yelling and stuff, like he does that.
Well, that's like, and that's why I like, cause that's how my family communicates. Like my dad yells, like my dad would yell like that 100%. Like, so I feel like that's why I wasn't triggered by that. Cause that's just like how
like
I know how to communicate.
Yell. We don't yell.
Oh, we're yellers. Oh, hell yeah.
We're just like really loud, but we don't like scream at people like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It just bothered me.
Well, I think that's just like a, which I get, that's like a normal reaction to it. That's how Justin is. He always is like, you stop fucking yelling. Cause I shut down the second you raise your voice. And then I just yell louder.
Oh man. But Gia, I think she's just so beautiful. And like I posted like older photos and then like newer ones. Like she's always been gorgeous.
Oh yeah. She's a beautiful girl.
Always.
I'm just over everyone being like, she needs to be a housewife. Gia's never going to fucking be a housewife.
No,
she's not going to be on Summer House. She's not going to do these things.
No,
she will get a little cameo here and there. Maybe like, make 20, 30 grand. Yeah. Off of Housewives. But like,
yeah,
shut the fuck up with this. We're going to have Teresa Giudice's younger 21-year-old daughter as a housewife.
Yeah, that's like, stupid.
Sit down. Never going to happen. Shut up.
That's like clickbait shit, I think.
It's, you know? But even like fans are saying it. Like, you clearly are not a real fan if you think that that is something that would ever.
That would never happen.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
No, that's stupid.
So, okay. The Louis drama in regards to it.
Wait, time out.
Okay.
I need him to stop fucking tanning. He looks like a burnt tomato.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he's doing spray tan. He's probably doing spray tan.
Oh my God, but he's just so red.
I mean, that's a Jersey Guido, dude.
Ugh.
That's, you know.
Can't stand it.
It's a little odd, but hey, you know what? To each their own. So I had a meeting this past weekend with a woman who's having her daughter's birthday party at my work, and she's from New Jersey.
Okay.
And she drove in, she's from Brooklyn originally, has the thickest New York, Brooklyn / New Jersey accent ever. This woman talks so fast. I tell you, I talked to this woman for 2 hours.
What?
We like became like friends. And I asked her, I said, so what part of Jersey are you from? And she's like, oh, why do you know New Jersey? I said, no, I just watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I know it from there. And she says she lives by the shore. And then she was like, well, what parts of Jersey do you know? And I literally was naming like all the towns from Real Housewives. And I said, so like, what are you? Are you like a Tony Soprano New Jersey or a Real Housewives of New Jersey, New Jersey?
What'd she say?
She goes, probably more Real Housewives. And I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
Like, no, you're not, but okay. She was love a doll. It. I loved her.
That's funny.
Okay, but the Louis drama.
Yeah.
The stuff that's coming up. If this is stuff that you heard about a friend's new boyfriend, would you deem it like red flags?
No, but I definitely would say, obviously, like not on camera. But I would say like, you know, okay, say you weren't married and you started dating Justin and I heard from somebody, hey, like Justin, you know, was allegedly abusive in his last relationship.
Right.
Or something along those lines.
Right.
I would take you aside and I'd be like, hey, Dom, I don't know if this is true,
but this is what's out there.
Let's chat about it. Whatever. Yeah. I think that they are making way more bigger of a deal of it than they should. Also, the whole lunch that they were talking about it, the lunch that Bill left,
with the guys.
That was like so staged.
So no fucking group of guys. Those guys were acting like women.
Yeah.
No group of guys is going to get together and be like, and also like ballsy to talk shit about another man's wife. Like,
yeah.
Talk about it came like completely crossing the line.
Yeah.
They always talk about how families, husbands and children are off limits, but then Evan can go in and start saying stuff to Bill. And Bill and is then, like a professional. He's a practice. Like I think he handled it 100% the right way.
I think so too.
As a professional, you have to just get up, stay straight. And you can't be freaking out on people.
That's especially like, in public.
Yeah. Like, no, like,
and on film. A
job.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
And then like Tiki bringing stuff up too annoyed me. I was like, okay, who even are you?
Yeah, like Tiki Barber, like, get out of here. Go back to the fucking NFL.
What is with them? What are they? They're friends of, right?
Like, yeah, they were friends with. Well, this is what I was listening to a podcast. And what happened was that she got hired as a... Sorry, I felt like I was hearing like a ringing. I was listening to a podcast and I felt like she got hired as a full-time housewife. But then at the end of the season, when they looked back at the film and her involvement, they demoted her to friend of.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is apparently something they do often. It's like you get hired as full-time and then when you don't perform, they demote you.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't really. She like brings up random like fake storylines pretty much.
Well, yeah. And I feel like
I think she's boring, to be honest.
She is, but she's pretty. And yeah. I think the whole there's a lot of scandal in the background there. Like so Tiki.
What's their history?
I'm not 100% sure, but all I know is that Tiki got divorced in 2012 and they got married in 2012.
Yeah. And he
so there was like
I remember some, that
there like, was some overlap.
Crossover.
I don't know if she was the nanny or
I don't know either.
She worked for them or something. But her and the Gorga, them and the Gorgas were close. So that's kind of how that got into there. But like,
I see.
Let's see your house. She reminds me a lot of a Jackie though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Okay. So Tiki and his first wife have two sons. A team.
Oh, that's a name.
Yeah. A team Kiambu Jr.
Okay.
They call him AJ.
Smart.
And Chasen. Oh, shit. And he has twin daughters, Riley and Ella also. Oh, shit. On April 5th, 2010, while Cha.
Okay.
That's her name.
The wife. The ex-wife.
Cha was 7 months pregnant with their twin daughters. It was announced that Barber and his wife were separating after 11 years of marriage. It later became public that Barber had been cheating on Cha with 23-year-old Tracy Lynn Johnson, whom he met while she was an NBC intern and he worked on the Today Show. Johnson had babysat his and Barber's sons.
Yeah, see, that's where I got the nanny from. Fucked up. I swear, dude, it's something. These men,
and then he has a
they
daughter.
Love you
he has
until
two daughters.
They love you till you get pregnant, and then they're like, "Sorry, I need something more tight and right." Fucked up.
Yeah. So he has six kids.
Of course he does.
Damn.
So, I will see if she gets a spot on the reunion. If she gets to come out and speak her mind,
I bet she'll get. A little friend.
Okay. So Bill and Jen at the shore, whenever Melissa and Jen go in at each other and it was also clearly set up about Bill not defending her because you have a cut scene of like Margaret and like Jackie and Melissa talking about how Bill didn't defend his wife and he's just standing in the back. But then also Jen saying, ironically saying the same thing, like clearly there's producer involvement and like, let's add this to the thing.
Right.
Okay. So I believe when it gets physical, Bill could have stepped in and just pulled Jen back.
Yeah.
Now, granted, we weren't there. We don't know like how big the mob scene was around them. Like
yeah.
maybe homie couldn't get to them. Maybe it wasn't as dramatic in person.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't feel like that's something to like get your panties in a twist about. I would be more like at the next thing Bill walks up to someone and be like, can we
have a conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
agreed. Do you think that Teresa's being too sensitive about Louis?
Yes. But I think she's just protecting what she loves.
Me too.
I think she's like finally feels like she found love. I mean, she's only really ever dated Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, she had some other younger relationships, whatever.
Yeah.
But like she finally is feeling loved and treated the way she wants, and she wants to protect it. He didn't sign up for this.
Right.
But I mean, you kind of did when you start.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't say that because sure, I didn't sign up for this, but like, you knew who you were fucking dating.
Well, that's just it. Like, I feel you meet her if you don't know who she is. Okay, sure. But then you learned who she is. And then you're saying, okay, I'm going to accept this life, or I'm sorry, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
It's not right. And then you walk away.
Yeah.
So yeah. You kind of did sign up for it.
Right, right. Dolores and David. I mean, I saw that coming a long time ago, and I did never think that they had a normal relationship.
No, that was very abnormal.
I mean, I could never be with someone that, like, yeah, he's a doctor, but, like, he never made time for her.
Well, right. And that's what you can't do. Like, you have to.
Like, Frank is her date to everything instead of David when they were together. Like, right. That's, I mean, I love that. I love her and Frank's friendship. I right, do.
For sure.
And I also like that we got to see a little bit more this season into their past about, like, mm-hmm. how he cheated and, you know, the kids were really young. And, but like, I love Frank Sr. Like, I think he's funny. I think he's like a good time.
And he's loyal to Dolores, yeah, which I think is
100%. He cares thing, about her a lot.
Which is big. And yeah, that's great.
And like, I don't ever even want to see them back together. Like, they have a great friendship. You know, I think I love that.
That's how it seemed that David and Dolores were. Like, David was a good family friend. He was a good man.
Yeah, but it wasn't
romantic.
To me, it's not even that I see like Frank and Dolores being like romantic, but I see like such a love for each other. I feel like we never saw that with David and her.
No, but we also probably only have a combined amount of time of like a half hour of seeing David.
True.
Over the last 3 years. And yeah,
like
years.
He's shy. He didn't want to be on TV either, but it's like.
You have to give something other than a fucking brand new car.
Yeah.
Car don't hurt, but it's not everything.
Yeah. So her mom,
so sad, right? Oh
my gosh. But like, she's been telling her mom.
We've been seeing that since the beginning.
For years. Yeah. Yeah.
It's that just has to be hard, but they're lucky that, like, again, that they have that relationship with David, and it kind of seemed like, you know, she's going to be able to recover just with some lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
But that's hard to have to go through. Imagine like the reality of that. You're filming, mm-hmm. you have all this other stupid drama going on. You're busy with press and this and that. And then your mother gets sick.
Yeah.
So that.
No way. I would have been like, sorry, I'm done.
That would have been, I think, the hardest part that people don't realize that you can't, when health stuff like this comes up, that's not planned. That's the real.
Yeah.
That's the real in yeah. The Real Housewives, you know?
Yeah. So she had, Dolores has a new man. We haven't seen him yet though, like on the show. Cause I think they met after filming Wrapped,
yeah.
Right.
He's Irish.
Is he?
I believe that's what she said. I believe he's not American.
Was that your good attempt? Was Irish. That your best attempt at an Irish accent?
Yeah.
I liked it. Bad. Wait, speaking of Irish accents, I saw a TikTok the other day that this woman, you know, you're like young yeah. woman, 20 something, I would assume. She's in like corporate America and she's getting transferred from working, I think, in California to Ireland for 3 years.
Oh.
And she was doing trainings, and they also gave her like corporate trainings and then like fun trainings, I guess.
Fun trainings.
Right. So let me explain. So Irish people obviously speak English,
right?
But it's like
with an accent,
Yes. And
they have like other words,
they have other words and other names and whatever, just like any other country, you know? And she was putting names, Irish names, up on the screen and trying to pronounce them and then using like Google Translate to like say them. And it was so funny. And some of their names are so crazy to us. Names
like human names or like names for like fork?
No, no, like human names. Oh. Like one example that I can say is Siobhan, but it's spelled S-O-S-I-O-B-H-A-N, I believe. So their letter chunks sound make different sounds than what our sounds are.
Like that's a silent B.
Yeah.
Or like, B sounds like a V probably or something.
I don't know what it is, but like it's different.
My mother-in-law wants to go to Ireland really bad.
Okay. So here's a perfect example. This is spelled C-A-O-I-M-H-E. C-A-O-I-M-H-E.
I have to see it. I can't.
Okay. So we're going to listen to how it's pronounced.
Gentle, beautiful, and precious. It's pronounced differently depending on where in Ireland you are. And where I am, it's Cuiva, but I know in other places in Ireland, Cuiva. It's pronounced Kiva. All the Cuivas I know are Cuivas. Cuiva is spelled C-A-O-I-M-H-E. It's very popular name in Ireland. The next name is Anya, and it means splendor, radiance, and brilliance. It's pronounced On-ya. Anya.
That
Anya
looks is spelled a little bit like A-I-N-E.
Yeah. Some of them are crazy. This is the video that I watched.
And it usually has a bada on top of the A. And Anya appears in old Irish folklore as the best-hearted woman who ever lived and lucky in love and money.
I did too.
So it's a lucky name. Anya is a lucky name. Next name is Aoife, which means beauty. And it's pronounced Aoife. Aoife. It's spelled A-O-I-F-E. In Irish legend, Aoife would...
I don't even know.
Crazy though, right?
I never knew that.
That was a tangent, but yeah, there are like some crazy to us.
Now, is that just names. With their like their names or do they do that with words too?
I think they do like have like language. Some other words, yeah, that are like not like the same as ours.
How would you even learn to read? Like, I don't know. I guess like we do, but like, that's a lot.
I mean, you're right. Like, cause we read phonetically. So we read as like the letters that our letters make sounds, but we also don't have the symbols over our letters. Right. Like a lot of European countries do.
Right. Just with rosé and fiance.
Oh my gosh. Oh, all right.
Okay. So bring it back around here. So we saw Dolores and Caroline recently posted a photo together.
Yeah.
Love that. I love that they're still friends. And I love that it's like Teresa knows that Dolores can't be bullied and won't be bullied by her. And she's like, I'm staying friends with Caroline. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like there's a lot of other people in Teresa's life that she would let something like that slide. Because think about this,
right.
Like Melissa can't, like her being friends with certain people is taken as an insult.
Yes.
And if Teresa
but they
hates-
have such like a weird relationship.
Melissa and Teresa.
Yeah.
Well, that's their relationship. And we all know Teresa's my girl, but their relationship is what it is. Because of Melissa, because Melissa bites her fucking tongue. She's always has to be the bigger person. And she just like, goes along to get along because Teresa, like most men is always fucking right.
You're right.
Can't tell her anything. If it's not important to her, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't count.
I feel like Melissa has been kind of like on the back burner this season. A little bit.
Yeah. She's like, well, I think it's because she's like building her house. You know, we have the storyline with Antonia and her leg, which I remember that happening like on the internet. I remember seeing that. Yeah. We have Antonia's sweet 16 coming up.
She's so cute.
She's adorbs, but she's like a moody ass little teenager if I've ever seen one.
I mean, don't you feel like you were like that too?
No insult, just stating the fact. 100%.
She has the biggest little titties for a little girl.
I will never get over the size of her tits.
I know.
I don't know where they came from. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, because Melissa does not.
No, you would think Melissa had like.
Maybe she got it from like her maternal grandmother or something. Trying to think if she had like Melissa's mom.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, those are some fucking, I mean, that girl's wearing a double D.
Oh, at least.
And she's short.
Yeah.
Her family's all like kind of tiny.
I mean, she might have to get like a reduction at some point because those are some big boobies.
Oh yeah. And she's not even fully grown. Like she probably just got her period 2 years ago.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So I'm excited for tomorrow's episode. So this is a Monday. So New Jersey's on Tuesdays. And see what I feel like. Okay. So wait, here's something. Whenever Teresa brought the workout line to the tree climbing event and wanted everyone to wear them at the baseball thing, I didn't see anything wrong with that. I thought it was weird that she was being such a cunt. And was like, oh, by the way, here's my workout gear. Wear it and post about it. I think that was weird.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's weird that like she wanted them to wear it.
Same.
Just how she went about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I agree. If they are like thick ass leggings and you're in a New Jersey summer when it's 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I'd be like, bitch, I'm sorry. I love you, but I need shorts. Like I can't be out there doing that.
Yeah. I think sometimes she just.
I was cracking up at that episode with them playing baseball. They were just so funny. They can't run the way they're like going at
balls. Was it Jen that like fell?
Yes. She's like, got to protect the nose and chin, fucking face plants.
Wait. And that's like my rule, my personal rule. If I fall or anything, I always protect my teeth because basically anything else, like it, in a minor fall, I mean, can be fixed, right? But teeth, that's like a major fuck up. Like when I crashed that scooter last year, I remember I put my arm up over my mouth, and that's what my arm got all bruised and banged up.
I remember.
And the first thing I said, because I like sort of like blacked out a little bit. He said, the first thing I said was, are my teeth all still here?
Yeah, I bet. No, because like
I've seen people like chip their teeth and I'm like, I would die. Yeah. I would not be happy.
Not to mention expensive and painful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, I'm vain with teeth. Like
I
was just telling Michael the other day, like I want to get like some filler in my teeth. They put like filler composite to like even the chip that I...
Chip. I have a chip in my bottom tooth. My brother pushed me off a couch and I was like 8.
Oh,
it's been there forever.
Mine is from grinding my teeth.
Oh,
but they like put like, it's like cement basically for your teeth instead of like getting veneers. But anyway.
Yeah. Whenever we played a company kickball game last summer and our one friend, Nathan, he was like, no one aim at Dom's face. She's paid too much money for it.
That's right. That's right.
Damn right. And no one did.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have, right?
Yeah. I'm excited to see the reunion, which I believe they filmed like last week or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we should be getting their looks soon, too.
Ooh. I'm surprised we didn't see any.
I know. I think
usually it's like some leak, you know?
Maybe they
like make them wait to post.
I bet you worst dress is going to go to Teresa and Jen and maybe Margaret.
I feel like none of the reunions lately have been good.
Should have watched Miami. Miami fucking brought it. All of them.
I know, but I've never been into Miami ever.
I know, you should. They brought the looks.
I might watch season one. Started out.
There you go.
Better late than never, right?
That's right. There's only 4 seasons.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna check it out. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Bye.
Bye.
Hey babes, welcome to Bravo Group Chat, a weekly podcast about your favorite Bravo celebrities.
Join us as we dive into the reality behind reality TV.